All right, we've been doing some Hilchot Tachanun from the Sefer Kohen Olamo by Rabbi Arya Leibowitz. So last night we spoke about the significance of Tachanun and how, according to the Beis Yosef, when one says Tachanun, a person has to imagine like his body is nefesh, is separated from the body, and it has to be said with tremendous intent. And then we learned from Rabbeinu Bachya, it represents the idea of doing things with morim shechina, like fear of God, and tsar and hachna, like you're in a state of distress, and you're subordinating yourself to a kadosh baruch hu, and you're trying to supplicate a kadosh baruch hu. So the Torah now brings down, he wants to focus on the fact that we do things differently on Mondays and Thursdays. So he quotes the Torah. The Torah says, "V'sheini b'chamishi mosifin lamar tachanunim acharish mesayim shtich tzibur chazara tefila." On Mondays and Thursdays, we have even a longer tachanun. We have more supplications on Monday and Thursday. "V'sheini rav amram katav shenogim lamar imav aneinu anubanu vidui vayavur." So we'll come back to this later on. I'm sure many of you are familiar that there's a different minag according to both Nusach Sfard and Minag Sfard, that on Mondays and Thursdays they say vidui, they do a shanu baganu, and they say vayavur, they mention shlosh esrei mido. Those are some differences. There are other differences as well. So he says, now he's quoting from the Seder Rav Amram. Rav Amram wrote a Seder. He was one of the Gaonim. So he wrote a Seder, and that's the way Rav Amram has in his Seder. But then he says, "Aval b'chol elu haratzot." But the Torah says, in these lands, he means with Ashkenazim is what he means. "Einoagim lamar ela b'hurachom kasher ketuv b'sidurim." We just say b'hurachom. We don't say vidui, we don't say vayavur. He says, "Umash mosifin tachanunim b'sheni v'chamishi." So why are we doing more tachanun? We do more on Mondays and Thursdays that we Ashkenazim do. "Lefi shehim yimei ratzon." They're very propitious times to supplicate Hashem. "Lefi she'arba'im yom shel kabbalat luchot achronot shu yimei ratzon." That the 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get to the second luchot, which we may ratzon, and this is like it sort of presages a little bit with the Yamim Noraim, right? Like on beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow the shofar, we're hearkening to that time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second luchot, and then it culminated with Hashem saying on Yom Kippur, "Salachti kidvarecha." So it was very propitious times to supplicate Hashem. "Alam Moshe Rabbeinu biyom chamishi." He went up on Har Sinai on a Thursday. "V'yarad biyom sheni." So the Torah says the minag is also to fast in those days. He says, meaning there's a minag, and Mechaber brings down Shulchan Aruch. Some people, not here in Great Neck, but some people have a minag to fast every Monday and Thursday during the year. You fast every Monday and Thursday. It's a very propitious time to supplicate Hashem. And then, after we say all these tachanunim, all these supplications to Hashem, then we do our nefilas apayim. That's what the Torah says. So, and the same idea is contained in Tosfos and Baba Kama. now the Ramah brings down that again it's Yimei Ratzon, and there's a minhag to fast on those days, and this we covered. Now, on the other hand, he writes, even though they're Yimei Ratzon means a propitious time to pray to Hashem, there's a different stream of thought in Poskim. He says, "Umi'idach ma'asinu gam kein shem yimei din." On the other hand, there's a stream of thought. We see in Chazal that Monday and Thursday is not yimei ratzon, like now we have a good chance to say tefillah to Hashem, but punk faker, they're yimei din, times of tremendous judgment. He says, like the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat and Kuf Chav Ted, that if a person has zechut avot, he has a lot of merits from his forebears. In other words, he's in good shape. You know, all his forebears were rabbanim. They did gemilas chesed. They had a zillion mitzvot. So a person like that, he can yakiz dam sheni v'chamishi. He can feel free to have his blood like taken out on Mondays and Thursdays. He says shabaitin shomalam shomata shavin ke'echad, means that we assume like in shemayim they do like we do down here on earth. So down here on earth, the Beis Din meets on Mondays and Thursdays. That's when the Beis Din meets. So upstairs in Shemayim, the Beis Din is also meeting on Monday and Thursday. So Rashi says, So since they're Yimei Adin at a time, so Rashi says Avonot Nizkarim. So Aveirot are coming up to the forefront during the time of Yimei Adin. So we have two approaches to why we have more tachanunim on Monday and Thursday. Either it's Yimei Rachamim, because it's like bookends of the period of time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the last time, he had the last luchot, or it's Yimei Din, in other words, it's punk fakir. It's not that now's a good time to ask what we need to do. It's like Yimei Din. It's such Yimei Din, we have to plead with Hashem that we can make through these Yimei Din. Now, I'm not going to go through everything he has here, but I think this will be enough for tonight, and then we'll talk about more about Tachanun tomorrow night. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Hananel, Kashmir, Spell, Tichachor, and Sochamar, and that's all you have to be a dear.